Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast that someday shall have its revenge. Oh, yes. I'm your host, Pete Pollack, and this week on the show, All the King's Men, a movie that shows great restraint in never playing even one bar of the song Louie Louie. You know, because that's like done by the Kingsmen. Anyway, what did I think of it? You can find out coming up right after the end of our theme song. This is one of those movies that's very important. It's very, very important that you watch this movie. And it's important because it has a lot to say about real life. It's a movie about politics, and specifically, it's about a guy named Willie Stark, who he starts off as he's a hick. That's what he calls himself. That's what he calls the people around him. He's a hick politician, actually a politician wannabe, in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of some unspecified rural state. And he's out there, you know, in the middle of the town, and he's handing out leaflets with his son, and he's, you know, he wants to run for county treasurer, and he's an honest man. He's widely regarded as an honest man. And so, of course, the dishonest men who are in charge of everything else don't want him going around stirring up trouble. So they arrest him, and they're throwing his leaflets away, and they're beating up his son, and they're, you know, it gets pretty ugly. And old Willie, he keeps running. He says, I'm gonna stick with it. And eventually he sure enough loses. That's right, he loses. And he just goes on about his life. He goes back to whatever it was he was doing before. He's studying to get a law degree at night with his wife, and, you know, he gets the mail order law degree, and he opens up a little shop, and you know, he just goes on about doing his do-gooder deeds, helping the farmers, and, you know, just taking care of people, and, you know, not accepting much in pay, and he's an all-around good guy, and you kind of like him. And then something happens, and that something is a major disaster. Yes, a major disaster befalls the local elementary school, and a bunch of kids are killed during a fire drill because the fire escape collapses. And lo and behold, everybody thinks to themselves, hey, Willie was talking about how poorly the school was built. And it was built poorly because of graft and bad politicians and everything else. No bid contracts, whatever. These guys all cut deals, and the school was poorly built, and a bunch of kids died, and all of a sudden, Willie's star starts to skyrocket. Everybody says, hey, maybe this guy's got something going on, and he starts to get up a little popularity. Well, as luck would have it, the current people in power in the state, this is going to get a little complicated, I'll warn you. I try not to ramble too much. But the people in power in the state, they decide that they need somebody to run against the current governor so that he can split the vote with the opponent. And so they kind of secretly back Willie to get him to run and just take enough votes away so that the governor can stay in charge of everything. And Willie goes on about his business, and they're writing speeches for him, and he doesn't realize he's being used. And then once he does realize he's being used, he stops giving the speeches that they want him to give, and he starts giving the speeches that he wants to give, and he starts talking from the heart, and he builds up a ton of popularity across the state. And the next thing you know, he just misses winning the governorship. Yeah, he loses again. What can you do? It happens. And yet, in losing, he kind of smiles and he says, you know what? That's okay. Because I learned something in this campaign. I learned how to win. And 4 years later, he snowballs. He just runs roughshod over the other governor, and he takes it away, and he becomes governor himself. And they all lived happily ever after, right? Wrong. No, that's not going to happen. This all happens in like the first 20 minutes, half an hour of the movie. And now we're off to the races, because the way that Willie got to be governor was by making all the dirty deals that he was campaigning against in the beginning. And so he basically sells out his whole career. He sells out his friends. He sells out his family. And he just becomes a major scumbag. And not only does he become a major scumbag, but he takes everybody else down with him. I mean, he gets everybody, every likable character in the end ends up sinking down, maybe not to his level, but to a pretty low level. And you start watching this thing and you're going, hey, where's the good guys? There's no good guys in this thing. Everybody is a jerk and a scumbag. The people who you thought were jerks and scumbags in the beginning of the movie, they're still jerks and scumbags. The people who you thought were good in the beginning of the movie, they're jerks and scumbags. And the whole thing kind of reads like an Oliver Stone film. That's what it comes across as. You put a guy in a situation and you watch him just self-destruct. And that's pretty much what happens in this movie. Now, I'm not going to tell you what happens at the end. Just say that, you know, a lot of the movie is this. And so I'll tell you, it is an important movie. Like I say, it's got things to say. And the scary part is that you could probably lift it out of the made in 49, the 1940s, 50s era politics, and drop it right into today. You could colorize it and change the cars, and you'd probably pretty much have the same kind of a thing. You know, I mean, it would be just as true. And that's a little sad, isn't it? Really? But anyway, the rating I'm going to give this movie is a rent it. And it is an important film. And important films should always be seen once, at least, I guess. But they, you know, it's not one that you're going to want to watch over and over. At least I didn't want to watch over and over. Because quite frankly, you know, you're looking at this and it's like, oh man, these people, I just want to take them all and, you know, do something unspeakable. And I won't speak of it here. But so it's a rent it, and it's a good film, but it's not one that I think is going to lend itself to a lot of repeated viewing. Once you watch that and you watch a little bit of the news or read the paper, you're pretty much going to have the idea, and you're going to realize you're living it. Next week on the show, All About Eve. This is a Bette Davis vehicle. Always exciting to find out what kind of vehicle she's driving. I've never seen this one, but I've heard a lot about it, so I'm kind of intrigued. Until then, I remain Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. The Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, whose name cannot be mentioned enough times, is a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. What a coincidence. You can download the podcast at bignoisybug.com or iTunes or wherever you feel like it. Until then, go to it. Have a good week. See you soon.